Let's go right to the Rumba Revolution hotline in this final hour with Kevin Mano of MTV's The 7.
What up, gentlemen?
What's up, buddy? What's up, buddy? Talking horse racing today.
See,
when you come in town to visit us, we're going to take you golfing, and we're going to bring you to Oaklawn to hang out at the horse track. It's beautiful.
I know very little. I dated a girl once that was just, like, obsessed with horses. She was an equestrian. And so we went in the Chicagoland area. There's a racetrack. I'm forgetting the name of it right now. But we went every once in a while, and I never won any money.
Yeah. It can be tough. I'm trying to think of the Chicago horse track. I know exactly what you're talking about, and I cannot think of the name of it. But, yeah, this is a beautiful, beautiful facility here. It's since 1904 they've been running horse races down here at Oaklawn Park, and a lot of the horses have gone on from here to have success in the Triple Crown races. Smarty Jones, you may have heard of, a Fleet Alex.
Yeah, I heard him.
Among others. So,
yeah, I haven't. Arlington Park, by the way, is the name of it.
There you go.
I'm a good Googler.
The horse this year to watch, you are your ultimate Googler. They should have a Google competition that you could, like, you could monitor, you could chair. And
I bet there is such a thing.
Probably is. But there's a horse called The Factor, which has a great name, that's expected to win the Arkansas Derby this year, which is going to be run on Saturday as we wrap up our live racing season.
Well, very cool.
So let's get down to business with you, Mr. Man.
What would you like to know?
Well, I'd like to know who you got coming in today, because I understand that you have a very attractive young lady coming in to visit you today.
Evan Rachel Wood, you a fan?
Oh, buddy, I'm a True Blood fan. I love Evan Rachel Wood very, very much, and I read something about her today. She was talking about reliving or capturing the adolescence she missed out on by hanging out with Marilyn Manson.
Is that what she said? Is that how now she is justifying that relationship?
Yes, sir.
I think that they're still tight, though. I've heard her say that they're still, like, best friends, and she'll always love him and all that stuff. But that's an interesting justification. I'll have to get her to talk about that. And, yeah, I'm with you on the True Blood thing. She is the vampire queen of Louisiana, and that makes her very sexy.
Yes. Yes. Hot vampire with power. How do you do? That is perfection, my friend.
On a show with a ton of badass vampires and werewolves, to be the toughest person on the show, she could kill anybody on this show. She is the toughest one. That's incredible.
She's fabulous. She's wonderful in every single way. What's she in to talk about?
She's in a new movie called The Conspirator, which I saw, and I'm going to not say anything about it.
Okay.
Because I only, you know what I mean, I don't like to give bad reviews.
Okay, enough
said. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I heard she took her top off, so for some people that's enough.
She doesn't take her top off in that movie, does she?
Oh, okay, I don't know, she's got some kind of full frontal thing coming up. Maybe that was a different thing. I read that in the same story.
Maybe she should have.
Well,
maybe that's
hurt.
Maybe that's the Mildred Pierce thing she has coming up.
That must be it.
Yeah.
Obviously,
there's no nudity in the conspirator.
Okay, well, nobody's perfect.
What about? Well, she's in today, as is Tracy Morgan.
I like Tracy Morgan a lot.
I'm assuming he'll show some nudity on the show today. He's generally taking his shirt off in interviews and whatnot, so
we'll see what happens. Yeah, that's not good. They don't need that. What about last week? We talked to you. We put you to the test, and you said that you did an Arthur premiere, but you didn't actually see the movie, and you were going to see the movie, and you're supposed to review the movie. So you will actually tell us what you think of this movie?
I will tell you what I think of this movie, because I liked it, dude. I think it's getting bad reviews. It's kind of getting trashed, but I thought it was great. I liked the original, and I thought Russell Brand was the perfect choice to sort of reprise the role, and I thought it was funny. I laughed the entire time. Do you like Russell Brand?
I do. Pat doesn't.
Yeah, I'm coming around. I don't know. He just hit me. Was it the MTV Awards that he was the host?
Yeah, it was the VMAs, I think.
That was my introduction to him, and that kind of just turned me off. Although I liked him in the movie with Seth Rogen there with Mila Kunis.
Oh, yeah,
you're talking about Sarah Marshall.
I thought he was really, really good in that.
My thing is I could take him or leave him, Kevin, as far as stand-up comic goes, because I've seen him do a stand-up routine too. But as far as his acting, I think he's fabulous, and I agree with you. I think he was perfect to reprise the role, and I also love the original, so I'm excited to see it. I'll definitely check it out.
I bet you'll like it. I want your review now. Whenever you see it, let me know what you think of it. I enjoy the way that he talks. He just has a very big vocabulary, and he talks fast, and he's just a smart dude.
Yeah, well, when it comes out on Blu-ray, I'll definitely get back to you on that because I have children, and we don't go see movies.
Your kids will like this movie, though, I bet.
Yeah, I bet they would. I bet they would. They'll come home with all kinds of neat new words that they didn't know before.
I'm trying to think. Are there too many swear words in that movie? There's really not. I mean, it's kind of family-friendly. I could be wrong about that. I don't know if kids.
What's it rated?
I don't know what they're into. Probably PG-13, I would imagine.
Okay. Well, that might be all right for the 11-year-old. It tanked at the box office, so we got beat out by Pat. Do you remember what was the
It got beat out by Hop, which is also a Russell Brand movie.
He's in that? Oh, he's the bunny voice.
He's the bunny rabbit, yeah, the Easter bunny.
I didn't want to go take the eggs.
When he was on our show last week, he was in on Thursday, and we were going to race remote control cars around the studio because he plays with a bunch of toys in the movie, and we got about 5 seconds into it, and he just decided to smash them both to hell. He just stepped on them and just crushed them. He wasn't having fun.
Was he not winning?
No, he was not winning. Actually, I think he might have been winning, but the cars weren't really working that well, so he decided to just take it a different direction.
You know, I'm all about the bottom line, guys, and my bottom line on Russell Brand is love him or hate him. He's with Katy Perry, so there's got to be something right about him.
Yes, absolutely.
Because she's fabulous.
Dude, she is so fabulous.
Now, big news in television, Will Ferrell taking over on The Office, or at least in the short term he is. So
yeah, it's not a permanent replacement, but have you guys seen any promos for it? It starts tomorrow. It looks fantastic.
I have seen promos, and I don't know how you could possibly go wrong with him and Carell working together on the little screen.
I know. They've never done the little screen before. They were in Anchorman together, which was the best movie ever.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, they're back together. His name is D'Angelo Vickers on the show, which is just a fantastic name. And he's doing his first episode is tomorrow night. He's on 4 episodes. Steve Carell only has 2 left, so there's 2 of them together and then 2 Will Ferrell without Steve Carell.
Okay.
And they got a bunch of other guests coming up, like Will Arnett is going to be in, and Ricky Gervais is going to do some stuff. So they got a bunch of big names lined up on The Office.
You know, the thing about it is to me, Kevin, is that this has become a successful enough franchise that it's going to be attractive enough for somebody who wants to do it and is talented. And, I mean, they did a great job with the one in Britain, and then they bring the one over here, and they made it a success. I think as long as you've got good writers, and I assume the majority of that team is staying together, you're going to be fine. And that, as long as you get somebody reasonably good in that role, you're going to be fine in that.
Well,
in
what
that.
Would you do so. if you were the writers for the show? Would you promote from within? Would you give it to, you know, would you make Dwight or Daryl or Jim the manager? Would you bring in an actor? Would you bring in a well-known actor? Would you bring in a new actor? What would you do?
I think you bring in a well-known actor who's funny, and I don't know who's available out there. Maybe somebody who's a little bit further along in their career.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe somebody who's looking for something to do. Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal. There you go. Good call.
We like Billy Crystal.
I like Billy Crystal.
What are you guys doing on the 7 today and the rest of the week?
Well, today is Tracy Morgan, Evan Rachel Wood. We got some Lady Gaga news. We got 30 Seconds to Mars. Yeah, we got a lot. Some Demi Lovato stuff, which I know is just huge for you guys.
There was
tomorrow.
One?
Tomorrow, Jamie Foxx is in tomorrow, which I'm pumped about because when I was growing up and Living Color was my favorite show in the world.
Yeah.
He's done plenty of good stuff since then, but he'll always, to me, be the guy from Living Color.
There's no doubt. Well, cool. Yeah. Well, sounds like a good time. You got a good week ahead of you, my man.
We certainly do. It's a good one. And then I'm going home to Chicago this weekend to take care of some business.
Really? Yeah. Wedding stuff?
Yeah, some wedding stuff. Good call. I'm not really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to being back home, but all these little logistical things are just driving me crazy.
Here's how I took care of wedding stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. That sounds good.
That's all I've done so far.
Yep. Who do I make this check out to?
Right.
Okay. Yep.
Exactly.
Well, have fun with that. Have a safe trip, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much. You guys have a good week, a good weekend.
All right, buddy. Who do you want? Who you won the first? Give me a number. Give me a number 1 through 12.
What's the question? Who do I what?
Which horse you want in the first race today? Pick a number 1 through 12.
I'll go with 7. How could I not go with 7?
That's Get Your Popcorn Ready with Terry Thompson aboard. Great call. Get Your Popcorn Ready, a horse in the theme of Terrell Owens' favorite utterance.
Are you telling me to get my popcorn ready, or is that the name of the horse?
That's the name of the horse who's on first.
Have get a safe popcorn ready.
Yes, if it was only named Have a Safe Trip to Chicago, it would have been perfect, but that would have been too many letters.
Perfect. I'm going to put $10 on number 7 on Get Your Popcorn Ready.
I will, and I will give it to you when you get here.
Perfect. I will see you guys soon. I'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right, very good. Thanks, Kevin.
Bye.